Yeah. So we're getting ready to do the last 3:24 of the first half, and then we're going right into the second.
Yep. So that, as Tim said, they're going to play these last couple of minutes here of the second quarter as BG has the ball. This will be beams on a QB keeper to the left side, good for maybe a yard or two. And so as this clock ticks down, I think they'll probably take a minute or so break to reset the clock, but they're going to go right into the third quarter. So
yeah, we took probably, I would say, 20 minutes before,
yeah.
Wouldn't you say, close to that, 20, 25 minutes the break was?
So I was thinking the break might, you know, I think for other sports it might be 30 minutes. I'm not sure if there's some wiggle room. I don't think I've ever seen a football delay, which is a good thing, but I was thinking it was half an hour. I'd say we waited somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes there. This is going to be a handoff to Gregory.
Gregory drives left-hand side.
Yeah. On third down.
Yeah, Gregory over on the left-hand side between the tackle and the guard gets about 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and a long seven.
Well, now Coach Matthews wants to take a timeout.
Yeah, he wants a timeout because he's getting the ball back. He thinks he's getting the ball back, so he wants to stop that clock and that FBG run it all the way down.
I always like to joke with Coach Matthews. He is the master of getting he will squeeze every second out of every game.
Yeah,
he loves to do that.
He does. He definitely does. I mean, you know, it's funny because, like, he knows he's got a quick strike offense. They haven't really shown that tonight where it's been really effective. But they've been more about holding the ball and taking their time and being really precise about what they're doing. And, you know, that's why they're up 14-0. You okay? All right. So BG's coming back out onto the field. Beams is in the shotgun. He's got wideouts on both sides of him. Back to pass. Incomplete. Ball intended for number 44 out into the right flat. Incomplete pass. We'll bring up fourth down, and I think BG will be punting the ball back to the Warriors.
Tim Cutting with his play-by-play debut there as my water went down the wrong pipe. It happens.
Yeah?
It happens. Thank you. You did well.
Well, you know, that was real uncomfortable, believe me.
I took a swig of my water, went to talk, and it was not happening. That's the kind of night this is here right now.
It's strange.
I'll get my voice back shortly. So this will be BG punting it away. This will be Gregory doing the punting duties, and Sydney's going to have some nice time here. This was partially blocked by the Warriors. It's going to roll out to about the 25-yard line, and Sydney's going to have great field position here with 2:27 to go.
Yeah, 2 minutes and 27 seconds, and they've only got to go 25 yards because the block, as Nate said, the punt was blocked. The punter from BG really hits the ball really low down towards the ground, and that's probably why the ball got hit at the line.
And so this will be Sydney taking over at about their own 20, or the BG 25-yard line, excuse me. 2:27 to go in the second quarter after that. About 20 to 30-minute rain delay. Well, no, I shouldn't call it a rain delay. It was a weather delay. The officials said they saw some lightning, so we had to take a little break there. Looked like our radar said there was a storm up near Oneonta. We wonder if maybe they saw it down the valley. So this is going to be Sydney throwing one out to Fogarty on the far side, complete, and he'll rumble his way down to the 10-yard line. And we saw Sydney do this against Norwich. They bring in Devin Baker to QB to throw there to Fogarty.
Yeah, Baker, number 22, with a nice little strike on first down, gets first down yardage for the reception to Fogarty. So the ball is going to be spotted at the 11-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
2:19 to go, second quarter, 14-0 lead for Sydney over Bainbridge Guilford. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting tonight. Jim Tomeo is getting his work in tonight here as our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We had to play some tunes there during that break, so a big thank you to Jim. So here is Baker in the shotgun, wants to hand it off to Marino. Cuts through the line. Marino's got a hole, and he is in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown with 2:15 to go in the second quarter.
Marino with a little dash right through the middle of the left side of the line and gets into the end zone for 6 points for the Warriors.
So Marino with about a 15-yard run there finds pay dirt for Sydney, and the Warriors now lead BG by a score of 20-0 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. And this will be Fogarty doing the extra point duties as he waits for the line to get set here. So a very nice run there by Marino, and you have to wonder, you know, who was going to come out and have some of that momentum out of the long break there. Sydney was able to make a stop on defense, then score with Marino, and the extra point is up and good. It's 21-0 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back after the Sydney touchdown. Touchdowns tonight by Fogarty on a run. Fogarty passing to Charlie Thiel, and then that Chris Marino run right there, giving Sydney a 21-0 lead over BG with 2:14 to go in the second quarter. And again, they're going to forego the halftime break after that weather delay, and then they are going to go right into the third quarter. So a little bit of a unique situation here tonight in Bainbridge. Fogarty with a deep kickoff all the way back down to the Bainbridge 10-yard line. Fielded here, they're going to bring it out to the 30. And a nice tackle there by Hinges to knock the runner out of bounds. That was Jack Matthews.
Yeah, Matthews gets knocked out of bounds right about the 32 or 33-yard line of the BG Bobcats. They will take over first and 10.
2:08 to go in the second quarter here. A 21-0 lead for Sydney over BG. And so the Bobcats trying to get something going on offense. The best drive they've had tonight was early in that second quarter. They got all the way down inside the red zone and then stalled out and couldn't get a conversion on a 4th-and-1. And so here is Ethan Beams at the QB. Wants to tuck it and run. Beams cuts back across the 35 out to about the 37. Gain of about 3 on the play for Beams.
Yeah, Beams with a little run. Quarterback keep off to the left-hand side in between the guard and tackle on that side. Nice little hole. Gets 3 yards, as Nate said. Second down and 7.
Clock moving down to about 1:45 to go here in the second quarter. We did get through our Morabito Energy Products halftime report, even though it's not the end of the second quarter yet, as we will be going right into the third quarter here shortly. Here's Beams on another tuck and run to the outside. He's got some room. Beams to the 45, to the 47, before he's tackled out of bounds, and good for a first down, I believe, here.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Pretty much the same play as the one before, just to the right side this time. Let those guys on the right side of the line get a little love, and they get the first down yardage. So it'll be first and 10. The ball is now spotted at the 47-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
Beams getting the play here on the sideline. Runs it into the huddle. And you got to wonder what BG's going to try to do here with 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. Beams in the shotgun. Two wide receivers out to the left side. Beams to the right side. Wants to throw. And does over the middle, but it's intercepted here by Hinges. And Hinges is off to the races, runs it back about 10 yards before he's brought down, and another turnover, and Sydney's able to return it into BG territory to the 45.
Yeah, the young man from BG just waited too long to throw that ball, and Hinges did a nice job and undercut the route and picked it off, and now the Warriors have the ball at the 45-yard line of BG with a minute to go.
1:06 to go here in the second quarter. And Sydney with a 21-0 lead over the Bobcats on homecoming night here in Bainbridge. And could Sydney put another one on the board? BG's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. And so Sydney's going to do everything they can to try to score in this last 1:06. And Devin Baker is in a QB, looking to throw, flushed out of the pocket. Gets across the 45, cuts back to the 40 before he's drilled there by Jack Matthews. A good open field tackle.
Wow, that's cool. Those two jerseys add up to 55, 33, and 22. Make contact right up to 41-yard line. Second down with a gain of about 5 yards we'll give him, and it'll be second and 5.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Matthews to come up and get a hold of Baker there. Clock is still moving. 35 seconds to go here. Baker steps up in the pocket, and he is brought down by the BG line. Breaking through was Jeff Cutting.
Yeah, Jeff Cutting with a real nice play. Number 22, Baker, just looks not the same at quarterback. He just doesn't have the, the height to look over the line. And the BG Bobcats caught him there in the backfield. So the Sydney Warriors lost 2, third down and 3, or 7.
Timeout taken here by the Warriors. We'll keep it right here. And I think that's what you see with Fogarty. You take it for granted because he stands back there and you know, 6'1", 6'2", he can see over the line. And
he definitely can see over the line, and just his presence, I think that's what it is. It's like you can see that he is a leader. I mean, you can tell that the young man wants the ball in his hands in crucial times, and he's going to do everything he can to get that extra yard or whatever he has to do to make it a positive game for the Warriors.
29 seconds to go in the second quarter, and out of the timeout, Sidney waltzing back out onto the field. They had a real close game last Saturday on the road at Walton, falling 28-20. Sidney looking for their first win of the season, trying to spoil homecoming night here on the road against the Bobcats. 29 seconds to go in the second quarter, a 21-0 lead here for Sidney over BG. Baker steps up in the pocket, slings one to the far side. It's almost picked off and then almost completed directly after that, but does fall incomplete.
Yeah, Baker just immediately threw the ball out to the sideline there, and well covered by the Bobcats, and almost a turnover, back-to-back turnovers right there for BG.
Yeah, BG got a piece of it, deflected it, then it went down to the Sidney receiver. He went to catch it, bounced off his hands, and went down to the turf. So 24 seconds left here in the second quarter, a fourth down and about seven to go here for Sidney. They're inside BG territory, just across the 45 to the 43.
Can I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Hooking ladder.
Oh, boy. You think? We haven't seen it in a long time. That would be something, wouldn't it? Coach Zern would be happy. Waiting for the snap. They're going to throw to the outside. It's complete to Hinges. Actually, Charlie Thiel across the 40 up to the 35. And clock still moving. That might be the last play of the second quarter right there. Nope, they'll stop it.
They stop it for a change to be moved.
Was just
there was
enough.
A first down. Yep.
Was enough for a first down. Sidney's going to quickly spike it here to try to get another play with 11.2 to go.
Kind of funny, I don't know if you saw that, Nate. Chains weren't even set, and they snapped the ball. The referees are like, with all the stuff that's gone on so far, we'll just let it go. But the chains were still moving.
Long night at the office
they're not
for
done
them,
yet.
Too.
They're not done yet.
So it looks like the chains are finally set here, as this is going to be second down, I believe. Second down and 10 to go as Sidney spiked that ball. Ball's going to be at the 35-yard line. With 11.2, they're going to put Fogarty back at QB. Do you think he just slings one up, tries to go for it?
Yeah, I think they've got twins out to the right side and one wide out over here to the left near us. See what they do. Oh, maybe he didn't snap.
And the snap went low, and we'll have a flag, and they will blow that play dead. A false start against Sidney.
It's like the snap never got away from the center. It just, like, just trickled back between his legs, and everybody moved thinking it happened, but it didn't. So
Marino,
another weird thing happened.
Yeah. Marino picked that ball up, too, and actually got to the around to the edge before they blew the play dead. 8 seconds left, so this might be the last play here of this second quarter. One of the longest first halves we've ever seen.
Yeah, well, you got to throw that 30-minute delay in there.
So this will be Fogarty in the shotgun. Standing at about midfield, wants to throw. Tosses one up here, and it is intercepted by BG. With 3.3 seconds left, it is picked off there by Hawkins at about the 25-yard line. A great play there by Nolan Hawkins of BG.
Yeah, BG played safe defensively right there. Nice call by Coach Lorimer and his defensive brain trust there, and dropped eight guys into the coverage, so that was pretty much going to happen no matter what happened there. So the Bobcats do have the ball first and 10.
So BG trails 21-0, 3 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And we'll get the last play here and see what BG decides to do. They're just going to take a knee as they will get the ball to start the third quarter. So we'll take a break. It's 21-0, Sidney on top of BG. We're going to start the third quarter right up when we come back on WCDO.
Oh no, you've just been in an accident. you're okay, but your car is destroyed, and so is the lawn and landscape you just hit. You need a quality tow company to take care of the mess. That's why you call Cars of Mount Upton at 441-4047. We take our business seriously. We will recover your car and clean up the mess. You can trust Cars for all your towing needs, from a flat tire to lockouts and minor fender benders to big truck rollovers. We do it all. We have skilled operators and top-of-the-line equipment for even the biggest wreck. And remember, you have the right to request Cars or call us direct at 441-4047. That's 441-4047. Officer at the scene? Simply request Cars. Put us in your cell phone contact list and have us at your fingertips. Call Cars at 441-4047 and leave the mess to us. Happy motoring from Cars Towing and Recovery of Mount Upton.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Just another out-of-town score I wanted to pass along. It is 36-6, start of the third quarter. Elmira Notre Dame on top of UV. That is in eight-man action.
Okay.
So our score here, 21-0. BG down by three scores. Tim, what can they do to try to get back in this game? Get the offense moving a little bit more.
Well, I think they... See, and this is where it's hard because they didn't have that time to make those adjustments. But if they did it during the break there, they didn't show it right on that first series. But what I would try to do is try to confuse Sydney a little bit by either showing press coverage, because they're giving them too much off the ball. They're giving them 5 yards to 8 yards prior to the defender even being anywhere near the receivers. So it's an easy toss and catch for Fogarty or Baker and the receiver. So they got to do something on that side. But the other side, they really got to shore up on the offensive line and get a push against Sydney's defensive line, because Sydney's defensive line is owning the line of scrimmage.
So we will start the third quarter here in Bainbridge. Sydney will be kicking off, and BG is going to get this ball. Fogarty, a little squib kick. It's touched by Bainbridge, and I think Sydney fell on it. Right at the 45-yard line at the bottom of the dog pile. Yes, Sydney has the football. It was touched by BG. The Warriors jump on it and fall on it.
Yep, real quick little onside kick, and it just bounced off a BG player. Young man from BG tried to grab it and got hit at the same time and was knocked off the ball, and a Sydney player fell on the ball. So first and 10 Warriors.
The tough breaks continue here for BG. They really have had limited time on offense here tonight. They've spent a big time on defense.
Yeah, that's one thing that we don't keep track of is time of possession, but you're right, it would be very, very lopsided.
And so Sydney will have the ball to start the third quarter after that kickoff. We saw a lot of that yesterday in that Unitego and Moravia game, and it strikes here again. So here is Fogarty right at midfield. He's going to hand off to Marino into the second level. Marino's got a first down, gets around a tackler to the 30, and Marino cut down finally at the 28-yard line for the Sydney Warriors.
Real nice play right there, probably a 16-yard carry. Marino comes through the left guard gap between the tackle and the guard and then bounces out to the right side and races up the sideline for a first down.
And so Sydney is in the road white uniforms tonight, the maroon pants, the gray helmets. BG is in the home navy blue tops, the gray pants, and the navy blue helmet. So we start the third quarter. It is Sydney 21 and BG nothing. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Tim Cutting tonight here on WCDO. Fogarty on a first and 10, the Sydney QB, with the ball inside BG territory at the 28-yard line. Fogarty waiting for the snap here. He's in the shotgun, wants to hand off again to Marino. He hits the pile, disappears, still is able to pick up 4 or 5 yards, shoving that line forward.
Yeah, nice job by his offensive line to keep their legs pushing and moving the defense back. He gets, wow, he got almost 6 yards on that carry after the push, and we'll bring up second down and 4.
So Sydney attacking a little bit more with the ground game, and Chris Marino, who is now lined up off the left hip here of Fogarty, wants to hand it off to Marino again. A sweep to the right side. Good for a first down across the 20, but we do have a flag coming in from the back.
That one's coming back for holding. I saw that plain as day. You could see the shirt get pulled right back.
So another nice run for Marino, taken away by that hold there for Sydney.
Going to push him back 10 yards. It's going to be close to the original line of scrimmage. No? Yep, 1 yard pass. Second down, 11.
10:40 to go here in the third quarter. Our score is 21-0 here for the Sydney Warriors. Keeping an eye on the sideline here is one of the BG linemen being attended to, Jeff Cutting.
Yeah.
by Coach Lormer and one of the trainers. He came off the field and looked like maybe he was a little dehydrated, something along those lines. Little handoff here to Marino. Cuts forward across the 30 down to the 25. So Marino doing a lot of work here in this third quarter to start things off.
Looks like Marino on the little speed option to the left side again with Fogarty. Gets about 2 or 3 yards. Will bring up third down and 9.
So another long third down here for Sydney. They've had several of these tonight, and they've done a really good job converting, finding a variety of different ways to get it done, on the ground, through the air, you name it. Fogarty checks the play, looks over at Coach Matthews with 9:50 to go here in the third, waiting for the snap. Fogarty has a man in motion from right to left. Looks to hand it off to him, now fakes that, keeps it himself, has a lead blocker. Squeaks down the sideline. Fogarty is going to be in for a Sydney touchdown. Somehow got by 3 BG defenders. Sneaks past the pylon, and he's in for 6.
Yeah, nice little 28-yard dash down the sideline for Fogarty. Good for Warriors 6 points.
Nice job by Fogarty. His second TD run tonight. And I love that. They brought the guy in motion. He just served as a blocker, and that really got it done.
He kind of like held the ball in his stomach there and then just went through the line. And then as soon as Fogarty pulled the ball back, he started running with that running back and pushing him to block up the sideline. Nice job.
Waiting for the snap. Hold is good. Kick is up and good for Sydney. And Fogarty does the kicking as well. And Sydney leads 28 to nothing with 9:40 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Sydney with a 28-0 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford tonight on the road. Section 4 Class D football action. Alec Fogarty having himself a night here. The Sydney quarterback, 2 TD runs and 1 TD pass.
And all the extra points.
And all the extra points. And a heck of a kickoff here from Fogarty as BG will receive it to our left. And this will be Marshfield bringing it out to about the 30-yard line before he is tackled there. With 9.5 to go in the third, it is Sydney leading BG 28-0.
Yeah, Marshfield picks the ball up at about the 15, takes it up the right side, and gets 15 more yards where the Bobcats will start first and 10 at their own 30.
So we'll see what the Bobcats offense can do here. They have struggled to move the ball at times here tonight. A lot of that has been kudos to the Sydney defense. They've brought pressure. They've really closed those gaps and done an excellent job.
Yeah, like I said before, the defensive line from the Sydney Warriors have done a great job of allowing their linebackers to fill gaps and make great tackles.
And here is Beams, a run to the outside. Beams turns the corner. He's got a first down and more before jetting out of bounds at about the 45-yard line.
Beams on first down, gets 13 of the 10 necessary, brings first down yardage 6 past the 40-yard line. The ball is going to be spotted at about the 43.
9:26 to go, third quarter. Sydney leading 28-0 over BG. Ball at the 43-yard line for the Bobcats, going left to right. Marshfield's going to come over to the sideline here to get subbed out. And so BG sets things up with 2 wide receivers to the left and 2 to the right. Beams has a man in motion. He'll look to hand it off to him, and he does. This is Jack Matthews turning the corner, lowers his shoulder. Nice running here by Matthews, almost out to midfield.
Yeah, Matthews was not going to be denied. He wanted to get to that 50, came up just a bit short. So we're going to spot the ball at the 49 of BG.
So 9:05 to go here in the third quarter. We'll see if maybe they get Matthews a little more involved here. That was a nice-looking run.
Yeah, it was a nice little play. Nice, well-blocked by the BG offensive line, too.
Gregory is in the backfield as well, just off the right hip of the quarterback, Ethan Beams. Second down and 4 coming up. And they'll look to hand it off. A little misdirection here. Trying to run from right to left with James Agorian. Nowhere to go.
I thought that he was going to get about 2 to 3 yards on that play, and then he got met in the hole by, I'm not sure which Warrior it was, but what a nice form tackle by one of the Sydney linebackers right there.
First carry of the night for Hagorian. We saw a steady dose of him early in the season against Beaver River and against Newark Valley, but not so much here tonight.
That was the young man that we talked about, his running style being like Dickerson, right?
Yes. A lot of straight-up running. This will be a third down and about four to go. The ball on the turf. Beams has just got a fall on it. The snap didn't quite get to him. And a fourth down coming. BG has just had bad luck tonight like that.
Yeah, just once you think they're going to, you know, get something going and all of a sudden something like that happens, you got to feel bad for them. But the young man from BG, the signal caller number five, did a fantastic job. He did exactly what he had to do, fall on the ball.
7:50 to go, third quarter. Sydney football leading BG by a score of 28-0. Here in Bainbridge tonight, a beautiful night. Strange that we did have that weather delay. They did say they saw lightning off in the distance, so better safe than sorry, but it is funny because it feels like a picture-perfect night.
I'm nicknaming this Bainbridge field the Twilight
Zone. The Twilight Zone.
Yep, I am.
This will be a fourth down and about seven to go, and Gregory's going to try to tuck it and run. Gregory to the outside. He picks up the first down.
Nice play.
A fake punt pays off here for BG.
Real nice play right there by that young man. He just took the snap and just took it off to the left side, got outside the end, and gets the first down in Sydney Warrior territory. The ball is spotted at the 46-yard line of the Warriors.
I like the call. You know, if you're BG, you're down four scores. Time is ticking here in the third quarter. You got to try to get something going.
Or did he do it on his own?
Maybe he did. Coach Lorman looks happy. So
he's got a first down.
That's
why
right.
He happy,
that's right. So, yeah, I don't know. Either way, it worked out for the Bobcats. They're going to hand it off right back to Gregory here on a first down. Rumbles his way forward for about three.
Yes. Brought down on the play by number 70 for the Sydney Warriors with a nice tackle in the right in the hole. But Gregory goes forward, gets 3 yards, second down and seven.
Yeah, number 70, Cameron Russo. I've been impressed with that line tonight. We mentioned Cameron Russo before. We also mentioned Damian Smith. And Trevor Harrington has just been a beast all over the field.
They've been taking a lot. They've been taking the blockers from away from the linebackers. They're not letting the offensive line of the Bobcats get to their linebackers, and the linebackers are then scraping and filling in the hole, and they're making great tackles for short gains.
Second down and about eight to go, I would say, here for BG. They're into Sydney territory, and they hand one back off to Jack Matthews, and he's brought down in the backfield. Almost looked like he was stopping to maybe throw that ball.
I was just going to say the same thing. I thought we were going to see a halfback pass right there. But they lose quite a few yards on that play, so they're back to the original line of scrimmage, third down and 10.
Yeah, Sydney just blew that up as Harrington got in there. And this Sydney line, like a bunch of dogs here tonight, they will not be denied. Also breaking through for Sydney on that play was Cameron Saudi.
Yeah, I was just going to say number 53 has done a really nice job on his position tonight on the defensive side.
Coming up on 5.5 to go here in the third quarter, Sydney football leading BG 28-0. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Beams wants to throw, and this one is incomplete on third down, and another fourth down coming up.
Yep, fourth and 10 for the Bobcats. Down four scores. I'm sure they're going to try to go for it here.
I'm guessing that they won't try the punt again this time. Or if they do, Sydney will be...
the punt fake.
Yeah, the punt fake. Sydney's going to be ready for it if they do.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they go for it. Why not?
I think you have to at this point.
Yeah.
You know, the mathematical odds just say, okay, you got to roll the dice here. Trailing 28-0 here at home, 4:50 to go in the third quarter.
Because you got to think that if they give up the ball back to the Warriors are just going to grind and run the clock just because they can with a four-score lead.
Yeah, you'd think at this point Sydney's going to stick to the ground game, try to do the best they can here to just burn
clock
some more of this clock.
Yep.
Looks like we're going to have I thought maybe BG was going to take a timeout here. The clock has been continuing to tick down. 4:27 to go here in the third quarter, and now finally BG will break the huddle. And up to the line they come. And now we'll get that clock moving again. Beams on fourth down, wants to throw. He's got a receiver down the right side. This one is intercepted for a brief second and then down to the turf, and it's going to be incomplete and a turnover on downs.
Well, they're marking the ball.
Did they say he had it? We had a good angle here. He definitely dropped that.
Yeah.
I think they're giving him the interception.
Well, and actually, it's further down the field.
Yeah.
So the Warriors are, you know, kind of like a punt.
you would want it where it would have been turnover on downs.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, they lost probably 30 yards on that play.
Intercepted there. Well, the credit, I should say, is going to go to Aiden Hawkins for Sydney.
Yeah.
We had a great angle. It just happened to be this way. We're looking down. He caught it and then brought it down, and it bounced up on the turf.
And the referee was past him, so he couldn't see past the bodies when they went to the ground, but the ball definitely did hit the ground.
And so Sydney's going to take over with 4:18 to go in the third and a 28-0 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford. And it will be Baker coming back in at QB to get some work here in this third quarter. And he'll hand one off, running to the far side, it looks like, was maybe Colin Brigham. Yes.
That's a name we haven't heard, Colin Brigham.
So he gets about a gain of one, and now I think we'll see. Sydney's going to try to work some of this clock and burn it up.
Now, is that one of the young freshmen?
It could be.
I don't remember that name.
Yeah, there was a lot of chatter. Let's see here. Brigham is a sophomore.
Sophomore. Okay.
So he could have come up. Sydney is a very good young squad, and they were talking about bringing up some of these young guys for this BG game. A pass out into the flat for Fogarty on second down. He's got it and more. Fogarty to the 50. One guy to beat. Cuts it back. He does. He gets caught from behind across the 35 to the 32, deep into BG territory. Just about a 40-yard pickup.
Yeah. You know, just a great little play out in the flat. Get it to your athlete. He takes it, makes the guy miss, races across the 50, and goes all the way to the 35-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
3.5 to go in the third quarter, a 28-0 lead here for Sydney, and they're looking to add to it here. This is Baker in a QB. Fogarty is split out to the right side. Fogarty will hand one off and running forward across the 30-yard line. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there for Sydney. Looks like 33, Garrett Oliver, another sophomore.
Yeah, Garrett Oliver, another name that we haven't said a lot of tonight, but nice little run on first down for about 6 yards. Brings up second down and four.
2:55 to go in the third. Now they'll run throw to the outside. This one, I believe, might have been picked off by Marshfield.
Yeah, I think it was.
And BG's going to have the ball back at the 35.
Nice little play right there by the Bobcats. Marshfield was right with the receiver, and he made the nice little inside cut to get the ball and get the ball back to the Bobcats, first and 10.
Yeah, the pass was actually completed, kind of hit off the chest plate of the Sydney receiver. Marshfield was right there to take it out of midair and scoop it away for the Bobcats with 2:50 to go in the third.
You kind of would have liked to seen him just going down the sideline there just to put some points on the board for Bobcats, but the Warriors stopped him. The ball is spotted at the 35-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
Sydney 28 and BG nothing with 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. BG gets the ball back going left to right. QB keeper for Beams, and the line collapses on him immediately. And that was Colby Gravelin, I believe, 55, leading the charge there.
You talk about having no place to go as a quarterback. You turn around and you look, and all of a sudden you see just white everywhere. And the Warriors did a really nice job to hold him to no gain.
Ryan Schalk in there as well, I believe. I think I saw 75, not 55. So Schalk on the play there. And Cameron Saudi always seems to be around the ball. And Harrington, he's just in on every play here.
Yeah, to take a rest, Nate.
I don't blame
hard
you.
Hard night.
As is Matthews to the outside, slips up and lost control of the ball there. Did get it back, but a no gain on the play.
If he keeps his feet, folks, he's around the right side, and he could still be running, but he lost his balance and fell with a loss of about 1 yard, so third down and 11.
Tim, I might join you here. Tim and I usually stand for majority of the games here, but we've been on our feet a long time, so we're gonna have a seat here to call the rest of this one.
The press box guys up here will sit all game long, so why can't we sit when we want to?
They're going to kick us out of here, Tim, if you're not careful.
No, these people are awesome here. They take good care of you and I, Nate.
Yes, they do. Everybody's really good to us, and we even get some food delivered here. It's very nice. Good service. 1:25 to go in the third, and this will be BG on a third down and about 11 to go, trailing 28-0. They're in their own end, and Beams is looking to throw. Beams to the outside, throws one up, looking for his intended receiver. It was incomplete. We do have a flag on the play. He's looking for Ryan Perry.
I'm going to say, I think, an eligible receiver downfield. That's not what I thought, but what I thought it was going to be was past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball, but it is an ineligible receiver downfield. for the Bobcats.
You feel for Beans because he's running and he's looking for options, and there's just it's been tough. The BG receivers have been blanketed by the Sydney defense tonight.
Sydney, like we said before, Sydney's front four has done such a good job tonight that the Warriors have been able to drop two linebackers out in coverage, and there's really no place for him to throw the ball.
Yeah, Beams gets to the outside, and you can tell he wants to throw.
Yeah.
And even on that interception a couple plays ago for BG, he threw it up there because I think he said, I got to try to do something. I got to try to make a play. So Beams on fourth down, steps out of the way. Gregory's going to be doing the punting, a tornado of a punt here, spinning all the way down across the 20 to about the 15-yard line.
Wow.
That's where Sydney's going to take over.
That's what you call flipping the field right there.
Yeah, that was nice.
But did you see what I was talking about, how he kicks the ball so low to the ground?
He does.
When he makes the kick, but the one thing that I was going to say is the bad part of that is the ball is so low in its flight that it gets to the receiver much quicker and you outkick your coverage. And that one play, Sydney had a real nice return, but then they had the penalty where the two guys got hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't really give your guys much time to get down
there. You outkick the coverage.
Yep. And we've seen that a couple of times tonight. He certainly kicks it a long way, though.
But
wow.
that one right there, Sydney didn't even have anybody back because they didn't trust him.
And so Sydney now with 56 seconds to go in this third quarter. We'll go back to Fogarty at QB, and he'll look to hand one off here to Marino. Marino to the right side, good for about 4, maybe 5 yards here for Marino out to the 25, I believe.
Marino with the ball takes it in between the center and the guard on the left-hand side and gets about 6 yards on the play, second down and 4.
Actually, more like I think he crossed the 20, so probably about out to the 21. Clock still moving, 30 seconds to go here, third quarter, 28-0 lead for Sydney over BG. And here is Fogarty waiting for the snap once again. We'll hand right back off to Marino. He hits the line hard, but he's brought down there by Jeff Cutting, who we had just mentioned a little while ago was on the sideline, but he's back out there with authority now.
Yeah, right there. Jeff says, no, young man, you come back to me. And he brought him back, and gain of maybe a yard, so bring up third down and 4.
It's going to do it for the third quarter. Our score, 28-0 for Sydney over BG. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Your home is one of your greatest assets. Unlock its value with a home equity line of credit from SFCU. You can use the equity in your home for repairs, upgrades, vacations, unexpected expenses, or pretty much anything you need. Home equity lines of credit start at 3.25% APR for well-qualified members. See our website for full details. A home equity line of credit from SFCU. Unlock the value in your home today. Visit sfcuonline.org for more information. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Our score here is Sydney 28 and BG nothing. As we look to get going here for the fourth quarter here, it's been a wacky one in terms of things off the field, I guess you could say, as we did have that weather delay for a little bit of lightning that delayed us for about 20 to 30 minutes. So they skipped halftime. And they've just tried to keep things going. Marino with a run here for Sydney as we've switched ends of the field. So the Warriors now going left to right. And that's going to be enough to get a first down out to about the 30-yard line here, Tim.
Yeah, Marino off to the right side. And I'll tell you, Nate, I just have to say this. I mean, I'm quite impressed with that young man. He's done a really nice job carrying the load for the Warriors tonight when he gets the ball and Fogarty doesn't keep it. And then he's got a first down and 10 at about the 30-yard line.
And so this will be a first down here for the Sydney Warriors. Fogarty is back in at QB. They had been using Baker a little bit, and now the snap is low. They're going to hand it right back to Marino, though. Cuts to the inside, stays on his feet, keeps driving, and gets out to about the 35-yard line here for Sydney. And it appears the attack now for Sydney is to try to just work some clock, keep it on the ground, keep it safe.
Yeah, they're definitely just going to, you know, keep giving the ball to number four until he says, I can't do it. Give me somebody off the bench. But he's doing a nice job. I bet his average carry tonight got to be close to 4 yards a carry. So you got to like that as a coach, an offensive coach, knowing that you can give it to number four and he's going to get you 4 yards every time.
You can see that with each week, and Sydney's had it, both these teams have had very tough schedules. Sydney just continues to grow. Mm-hmm. This team feels like they're kind of figuring it out as they go. They seem to be much more confident than when we saw them early in the season. Fogarty, the QB, fumbles the snap here, and he runs to the outside. He's able to hold on to it and keep it safe, but no real gain on that play.
Okay, did you see the end of that play, though, Nate?
He lowered his shoulder.
He's a quarterback. He shouldn't be doing that, but you've got to love it when you have a quarterback that does that.
We talked about it last night, that
and
Moravia
go
quarterback
back.
Did
I'm
the same
go
thing.
Back, okay?
Okay.
Last quarterback I saw that really, really did that and brought the pads to the party, Dylan Umbra.
Yes. One of the best, as we have a flag here on the play. This one's going to go against BG. Offsides against the Bobcats here. Yeah, Dylan Umbra had to be amazing to watch. Somebody that I didn't get to watch in person.
No, yeah, he was, I mean, and could throw the ball. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but if you were going to tackle him, you were going to know it. That's for sure. He was more of like fullback mentality at the quarterback.
Sure.
At the quarterback.
I'm trying to think of anybody that we've seen
that did that
in our time since then. I mean, we've seen a lot of mobile quarterbacks like mm-hmm. a Dylan Jacob or a Josh Firebend, but mm-hmm. they were smaller, just able to kind of dance around type of guys. Here's Marino trying to run up the middle, stuffed on first down by the BG defense.
The green quarterback, Austin? Was there an Austin?
There was Tristan Austin. We saw him last year. He was a running back.
No, I'm trying to think. There was the quarterbacks. They were the...
For Green, I'm trying to think of their last couple
know,
of years
remember.
Of QBs.
Yeah, well, anyways...
Erickson, probably.
Erickson, the older one.
Well, there was Luke.
Yep.
And he played more running back, and then Nate did a lot of QBing.
Yep,
yeah.
He was pretty punishing, but then the other one that I could think of is... there was one from Deposit Hancock.
And here's a run by Baker. Speaking of QBs that want to run, Baker's going to take this one down the left side across the 30 to the 20 before he's brought down here by the BG defense. Touchdown saving tackle there by Nolan Hawkins.
Yeah, nice little run right there by Baker, and he gets all the way down to inside the red zone for the Bobcats, and I'm going to give him 45 yards on that.
Yeah, that
carry.
Was a nice run by Baker. You must be thinking Darren Shaver, maybe?
Deposit Hancock.
He was tough.
Yeah.
He was real tough.
That's one that I was thinking of that was a quarterback that really punished people.
And he was athletic. He was part of that you know, group that was so good in baseball, too, won a state title for DH, but was good on the football field, too. A run here for Sydney to the left side. Brought down after about a gain of 4. And the runner on the play is, we're seeing a lot of different guys running the ball out of the backfield here. I believe that was Baker handing off to Aiden Hawkins for Sydney.
And that just amazes me that you can remember the names, because I'll tell you what, folks, beyond contrary belief, we do not have people giving us these stats in our head. It's his memory, folks. I mean, the guy is amazing at stuff that he remembers.
Well, a lot of those
from years to years to years, he just remembers it all.
A lot of those guys, just gotten to know real well between base, you know, Darren for baseball, watching those DH teams. Nate Erickson still playing. He's on the scout team for Syracuse, so I like to follow him. And his older brother Luke played on the scout team and got some regular time on special teams as well. I think Nate's seeing some special teams time.
Cool. Nice.
So just cool to see what those guys go on and do in the future. So a second down and about 9 to go. Baker's going to hand this one off. Sydney trying to run up the middle. And the BG defense collapsing down here with 8:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and BG trailing Sydney. The Warriors are in control right now, 28-0.
Yeah, BG's number 87. made a great tackle right there at the point of attack, keeping the running. Yeah, Gregory with a real nice tackle, keeping the Warriors' gain on that play, if any, 1 yard.
So Sydney on a third down and about seven to go, knocking on the door of the BG red zone once again. Here's the snap. Baker still in a QB, cuts back. I think he's going to be very close to a first down around the 10-yard line here. I like the way Baker runs.
Well, I was just going to say, it's funny you said that, because I was just going to say he's a running quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one that's going to stand in the pocket and beat you with his arm. Not that he can't throw. I'm not saying that. But I don't think you see him standing back in the pocket, picking people off, you know, 10 yards at a time or anything like that with any consistency. He's going to be the one that's going to be doing the read plays and keeping the ball and running around the end.
I mean, he's only 5'7". They got him listed at 120 on the roster here. Now he's looking to throw. Throws across the middle, almost intercepted. It's loose. I don't know if it hit the ground or not. Let's see.
I don't know. The referee looks to me like they just touchback.
Yeah,
yep.
An interception here for the BG Bobcats. The angle we were at, we could see it got tipped. We did not know if anybody came down with it. BG, the defense, holding strong here.
Yeah, real nice play right there by the BG Bobcats, right at the goal line, too, because Sydney catches that ball. It's 6 points more and comes back to the 25.
Was that Hawkins again? I think it was Hawkins that might have gotten his hands on it and brought it down in coverage there for BG.
That's all the way on the other side of the field, Nate. I can't see that far.
Well, it was a mass of bodies, and somehow BG came out of there with the ball, and so they're going to get the start at the 20-yard line. With 7:37 to go in the fourth quarter, a 28-0 lead for the Sydney Warriors over the BG Bobcats. No letdown here by BG.
No,
homecoming, senior night,
no
letdown.
No, absolutely not. And I wouldn't expect it, but like we talked about earlier, it's a young team. You know, they've got their growing pains to go through, too. So
7:35 to go, fourth quarter. Snap is high. Somehow Beams comes down with it. Ends up in the hands here of, I believe, one of the linemen, actually, that took off.
Okay.
Not exactly sure how that happened, but Damon Seymour ended up with the ball.
Damon Seymour, the defensive specialist earlier in the year.
Yes.
Yes. Nice play by that young man right there. Number 55 gets 9 yards on the play, which was totally broken. But the Bobcats have second down and one.
The snap was high. It went off of Beams' hands, and somehow Seymour came out of there with it, and the young man was rumbling. BG's got a man in motion from left to right. Snap is high again, and now they're going to blow this play dead with a whistle and a flag here.
And I think that was a good thing, because Sydney broke through on that play, and they had a free shot at Beams' blindside, and I don't think that would have been pretty.
So a penalty here against BG is going to back him up 5 yards. And that's two straight snaps that were a little high.
Yeah.
So maybe BG will have to keep an eye on it here if they're trying somebody new at center and we didn't catch it.
Right. It's like number 57 is the center.
Everything looks pretty normal, so we'll see what happens here for Beams on a second down. Wants to hand it off. And they are. They're going to go right back here to Damon Seymour. And so the young man, Damon Seymour,
okay,
the first down. So
he was in the backfield.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those things where he's like, hey, coach, let me run. Let me run.
Bridge play.
Yes. So he's gotten 2 runs out of it. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, and running hard. He's not looking to dodge anybody. He's going to run right through you.
He looks very excited to be back there.
He does.
Here's Beams on a QB keeper to the outside. Beams gets a block. Running forward, gets about 3 or 4 yards here out to the 35-yard line here for BG. Clock moving, 6:20 to go in the fourth, and Sydney leads 28-0.
Looks like it's going to be second down and 6 yards for the Bobcats, and the ball is right at about the 36-yard line of
that
BG.
Is that every lineman's dream to get back there? And
has to be. Has to be. No, they don't get to. I can't remember what school it was. I remember watching this one day. They have a practice, and at the end of the practice, the coaches let all the linemen try to catch a punt.
Oh, my gosh.
And if they can catch a punt from the punter, they get something. You know, whatever it is. And it's a riot. You have to watch it. You have to YouTube it. It's
I will.
The funniest thing.
I think I've seen it, yeah.
These guys are like, you can just tell that they really want whatever this award is, you know, that they're going to get if they can catch a punt from their punter.
Beams on another carry does pick up a first down, and so BG moves the chains with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. They trail 28-0. Snap was high again. They do try to hand off to Seymour. A little miscommunication there, and the ball's on the turf.
Yeah, that's, something's not quite right. It could be something as simple as Beams is a little close, and it's the same snap as before, but you know what I mean? I'm thinking that he's, you know, just something going on with the snap right now, because the Beams is just getting his fingers on the ball a lot.
Hey, he's having to jump and just corral that thing, and he already knows the rush is coming.
Yeah.
4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. 28-0 lead for Sydney over BG. They'll hand it back off to Seymour again, and he is rumbling forward. Good for about 7 yards here out towards midfield.
Yeah, nice. He's really done a good job here. I don't remember him running the ball the first game that we did down here.
No, this is definitely, hey, Coach, I think this is my theory. Coach, let me do this, you know?
Yeah.
It's my time to shine.
Yeah.
Maybe something we'll see in the future.
Yeah.
4:25 to go in the fourth.
Maybe you'll see him in the I formation with
right.
him leading.
Ball on the turf again here as Beams, a little miscommunication there with Seymour again. And just had to fall on that one, so we'll have a fourth down and about 7 to go here. And so the Bobcats here facing a 4th and 7. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting here tonight. Stay tuned. We'll give out our 3 awards during our postgame show for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our sponsors are NBT Bank, as well as Marabito Gresham Insurance and ACCO Brands of Sydney. BG taking their time here in the huddle with 3:45 to go. That clock still moving on a fourth down and about 7, maybe 8 to go. Beams is in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion from left to right, wants to hand it off. They'll blow the play dead before Beams can get to the outside. And we'll see what the call is. Going to be a false start against the BG Bobcats.
That's too bad, because it's going to push them back. And that play was not a bad design right there, and might have got the necessary yardage for the first down for the Bobcats. But now they're going to be pushed another 5 back, so it'll bring up 4th down and 12.
Just a reminder that tomorrow is Soccer Saturday up in Oneonta. If you're a BG fan, the BG boys are playing in the MAC Championship tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. They are taking on Green for the MAC Soccer Championship. That game is at the Wright National Soccer Campus, the old Hall of Fame fields in Oneonta. Here's a snap on 4th down. Beams running to the outside. He gets tripped up, dives across the 45, but it's a turnover on downs here for the Bobcats. So if you can get up there tomorrow morning and support the Bobcats, or if you're a Green Trojans fan, the girls' MAC Championship is Unitigo taking on Oxford. That game's at 10 o'clock. The boys are at 10:15. There's 4 fields there, so there'll be games going on all day. I do realize that the weather could be crummy tomorrow. I think all the leagues are trying to come up with a backup plan to see maybe we could play another day if it's truly that bad. But I know they'll try to play through it if they can. But, you know, keep an eye on my Twitter page tomorrow or WCDOsports.com. If there are any cancellations, we'll certainly let you know. But we'll see. Looks like tomorrow could be a hectic day weather-wise, Tim.
Yeah, it's definitely not looking really good.
3:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney now with the ball. And they'll look to run it up the middle here. Good for about maybe 7 or 8 yards across the 40 as Sydney goes left to right. That was Aiden Hawkins once again on the carry.
Hawkins with a good 7-yard carry right there through the right side between the guard and tackle. Gets the 7 yards, and we'll bring up 3rd down and 3. Sydney
trying to put the icing on the cake. As Tim said, about a 2nd and 3. They're in BG territory going left to right, waiting for the snap as Baker, QB keeper, hits the hole, pushing it forward. I think he's probably got it here from the way things are. And a great night here for Sydney. Fogarty doing very well. As we look back here, he's run for 2 touchdowns and passed for another one to Charlie Thiel. And Chris Marino with the other touchdown as well tonight for Sydney. So we get 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Not sure what game we're hoping to do next week here on WCDL for football. As we get deep into October, we start to take a look at the playoff picture. A run for Sydney, going to be good for a first down on a 3rd and short. That was Garrett Oliver picking that one up.
Yeah, Oliver off the left-hand side, bounces outside the end and gets the extra yard that he needed to get to the first down sticks, 1st and 10.
Be interesting to see, Tim, because a lot of the teams that we cover here in our neck of the woods, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not. So, I mean, I know we're going to have Harpersville-Afton, but then we have some 8-man teams. I believe Green, still undefeated. They're going to have a great chance in the playoffs. We'll see what Unitigo can do if they get in. So it'll be interesting to see where our journeys take us over the next couple of weeks. Baker's going to hand this one off, and I believe that was right back to Garrett Oliver again, pushing the pile forward. These young guys having fun.
Yeah, he sure is. Oliver very close to the six for another first down, but the referee says nope. Second down and 1 yard. 9 yards on the carry.
So a second and short as Sydney spoiling the party here tonight for homecoming against the BG Bobcats. But a great crowd, a lot of Sydney fans over on the far side, along the fence and in the bleachers. And a great crowd here for this BG homecoming and senior night. All the seniors in the pep band as well as the cheerleading group and the football team were honored before tonight's game. 1 minute to go on the clock. Sydney waltzing up to the line looking like maybe we'll get one, maybe two more plays in here before we wrap for this contest. Sydney taking their time as Baker dwindling down the seconds, and he's going to take a knee. And so our final score tonight is going to be 28-0 as Sydney is going to kneel this one out the rest of the way. 28-0 the score, Sydney over BG. Postgame show coming up here, folks, in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Welcome back one last time inside the press box here in Bainbridge. Senior night and homecoming for the Bobcats, but Sydney travels 6 miles down the road and spoils the party here with a 28-0 victory here tonight. And just a quick look at our scoring summary. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Started back in the first quarter when Alec Fogarty had a 10-yard TD run, kicked the extra point. All four scores here tonight, so that made it 7-0. Then Fogarty was able to hook up on about a 20-yard pass to Charlie Thiel to make it 14-0. In the second quarter, it was a 15-yard touchdown run for Chris Marino. And in the third quarter, to cap the scoring, another 30-yard TD run down the sideline for Alec Fogarty. 28-0, our final. Sydney looked good. A lot of different pieces getting involved here tonight, and some young guys getting some play there at the end.
Yeah, definitely. They really did a really nice job. And right off the bat, I want to throw out a huge shout-out to that defensive line from the Sydney Warriors tonight, because that front four did a fantastic job of controlling the line of scrimmage and allowing those linebackers to fill the gaps.
Let's get into our three awards here tonight, Tim. First will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes 3 years in a row, and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. Mm-hmm. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I'd like to go with Alec Fogarty. I know it's an easy choice, but he did it all again tonight on offense for the Warriors.
He definitely did, and he's definitely the leader of this team. You can just see that. The confidence that the team had when he was back there calling the signals. And, you know, like, he doesn't call his number all the time. He could. But he doesn't. You know, he gives the ball up to Marino and looks to get the ball to feel and things like that. One of the things that they really do is they take what they give you. They're giving them 10 yards, I'll take it. And then my athletes make a move.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I'd love to give it to the whole line here tonight, but if I had to give it to anybody, I'd say Trevor Harrington just seemed to be in there time after time tonight for Sydney.
If he wasn't making the first hit, it was the second or the third, you know, and it was like he wasn't going to be denied. He wanted to make sure that he had his helmet on every tackle.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Any thoughts on a BG Award winner tonight for All-Purpose, Tim?
All-Purpose,
You know, Beams was great, but a couple interceptions for the defense, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say 87 was pretty good. Gregory,
yeah.
You know, I mean, he punted the ball well and...
Yeah,
made some tackles, and, you know, he ran the ball
ran
in
the ball.
Offense.
Yeah, let's go.
It's all purpose.
Let's go Ethan Gregory, number 87 tonight here for BG. He will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. So it looks like we might have a little special show here at the end. I'm not sure. They got a banner over there on the far side. I wasn't sure if something special was happening here. We've been known to have... special things happen at the end of games here, and we're in the Twilight Zone.
Yes,
so.
That's right. It's Bainbridge is now called the Twilight Zone.
I think I might have jumped the gun. I think they're just playing music to walk off the field, too.
But. Well, and actually, the music is kind of eerie.
It is.
Here we go.
The fog's coming in. Yeah. Can we get out of the Twilight Zone? The weather delay really wasn't that bad here tonight. We were able to get through it. Another fun night here in BG.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a nice place. It's a really nice place to watch football. It's just a really nice layout. Obviously, one of the things I love the most about it is this natural grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely nice little crown to it and everything. It just is a really nice little venue to come and watch a game.
A lot of talk about turf down here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you can't. You know, I mean, just because it's all over everywhere else. So,
yep.
You know, you got to think about that, but... We have Harpersville, Afton, BG,
Delhi,
Unitigo.
Yep.
Walton.
Walton, Delhi, Unitigo.
There's still quite a few.
Yeah. I know Delhi is seriously considering it. I know BG is considering it. Another perk to a building project down here, the way BG was explaining it, is they would make that practice field into more parking.
Ah.
Which would be, that could be nice. So, have a good one. We're saying goodbye to our friends here in the press box, and we got to sign off as well. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. Two late nights in a row for Jim, so a big thank you to him. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lullcutter. Good to see you again.
Yes, good seeing you,
glad
Nate.
Glad to have you back, and we will see you next week. We'll figure out where we're going to be. We'll have that on WCDOsports.com. Stay safe. Enjoy soccer Saturday tomorrow. I'll be putting those updates on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
Hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
WCDO.